With closely watched health data about the coronavirus, including the percentage of positive cases and hospitalization rates, all trending in the right direction, Massachusetts took another step in reopening Monday. Indoor dining resumed at restaurants, customers could return to nail salons and tattoo parlors, and offices could be staffed at 50% capacity Monday as Massachusetts entered part two of phase two of the state's gradual reopening plan.
Today's a great day. The restaurants are able to reopen following the COVID-19 coronavirus rules and regulations, so they're able to go inside.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city had processed some 40 applications from restaurants looking to expand their seating capacity by offering outdoor dining, which has been permitted since June 8th, as part of the staggered reopening of the Massachusetts economy.
And I want to commend all my cabinet heads, department heads who have worked on the restaurant dining, outside dining. There has been no issues whatsoever outside.
The number of new cases of COVID-19 in Springfield has held at below 20 per day since the beginning of June, with most days' tally of new cases in the single digits.
We are making tremendous strides all around.
Hospitalizations for COVID-19 in Springfield now account for less than 10% of hospital patients. Statewide, the number of hospitalizations for COVID-19 dropped below 1,000 last week, for the first time since the height of the pandemic in April. Dr. Robert Roos, chief medical officer at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, said the health data supports the steps being taken to reopen the economy.
But we are not yet at a point where we can breathe a sigh of relief. It's far too soon, and we must remain cautious and vigilant.
It appears the massive protests earlier this month that followed the police custody death of George Floyd did not produce a surge in COVID-19 cases, at least not in western Massachusetts. As part of a state program to offer free testing to anyone who had attended a large gathering, Bay State Health tested 1,334 people with just 14 positive results, according to Bay State Medical Center President Nancy Schendel Follick.
We also made sure that anyone that was tested, because you did not need an order, had access to a physician for follow-up.
Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris said while the city has been successful in reducing the number of COVID-19 cases down to a manageable level, people need to remain cautious as they return to more normal routines.
I implore you to understand that this virus behaves differently indoors than it does outdoors.
The city's announced a third round of a program to help businesses survive the coronavirus shutdown. Springfield's chief economic officer, Tim Sheehan, said a fund totaling $500,000 is available to help businesses pay reopening expenses.
For example, if they have past due rent, if they have past due expenditures for inventory because they haven't been able to pay for that, because no business has been coming in, that would be an eligible expense. If they have anything that's related to implementing into their business as a result of the emergency orders related to COVID, all of that would be eligible.
In two earlier rounds, the city awarded 107 grants totaling almost $800,000 to small businesses and restaurants. The city's also announced a $2 million housing program to help people who lost income pay rents, mortgages, and utility bills. Officials said Monday a workforce development program is being planned to help people who have permanently lost their job as a result of the pandemic response. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.